Hello, welcome back to the Wellness Cafe podcast, your go-to hot girl walk podcast.
You're Trinity Tondelier.
I'm Trin Tondelier. As you can tell, I'm back with the girls. We are live in New York. I'm sorry, I'm recording this on Wednesday because, we had a last minute event pop up last night that took over your time, and I'm really sorry, but I'll explain what it was later in the episode. We are here, we are in New York for New York Fashion Week. As you know, I always talk about chasing your dreams, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, making it happen for yourself, and this is exactly what's going on over here. I'm with Lan and Kales. You should know them by now, but if you don't, do you girls want to introduce yourselves to the other fellow witches?
Witches, I like that. I'm Alana. This is Alana's voice, or Lan. I feel like JC and Chelsea always do this because their voices sound the same. But I'm Lan, or Alana. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I have my own podcast as well, Morning Ray. And we met a few months ago. And I do health, wellness, lifestyle content on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube sometimes, and my podcast.
Hi guys, I'm Kaylee Stewart. If you don't remember me from Trin's last few episodes, I am a wellness and lifestyle influencer based in Ottawa, Canada. I also have a podcast called Hot Girl Energy, and I do lifestyle and wellness content on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and I'm happy to be back with the girls.
All right. Okay, so we have, in fact, stepped it up to level two. If you haven't been following along, this little trio's our bestie journey.
Yeah, literally.
I was going to say how we met, some, you know, how I met your mother. I was trying to think of something like that, but it just
how I in, met a trio or
how we met this trio, but it turned into our bestie journey. Anyway, last January, I want to say, it was when we messaged each other.
Yeah.
January 2022, I post on my close friends on Instagram that I want to go to New York Fashion Week. Kaylee replies and says, OMG, I might actually be down. Lan and I had DM'd a couple times, and now fast forward to this, we are the trio. We manifest every single fucking thing that we want.
And yeah, somehow, literally.
And somehow it happens. Don't worry. We are going to tell you all about the what shit we've been up to this trip, because you best believe there has been some, as there always is when we're together. And you know I am such a strong believer that you have to surround yourself with positive people, positive energy. Positivity breeds positivity, and we keep proving that to ourselves every single time. Mm-hmm. So what was I saying? Did I finish how we meet?
How we met. New York Fashion Week came in February, which was our last episode that we recorded here on your podcast. And now, I mean, we went to Coachella. We've had a bunch of other trips together. Like, this is, you know, we've seen each other a few times since then. And we have decided that we want to keep traveling like this together because we are so powerful together. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're already planning our next trip. Like, it's just like, I feel like every time we see each other, we're already getting ready for the next adventure, the next opportunity.
And we just always have so much fun together, whether it be doing like normal shit, like going out at night and drinking and like having fun and like living like that 20-year-old lifestyle, and then going to workout classes, and then also doing career stuff, like going to these cool events and meeting people and networking and meeting other influencers and other influential people in the industry, whether it be the brand reps or any sort of person. We just have so much fun together, and I feel like our energy is very contagious with one another and with the people who we interact with.
Yeah. Okay, before we get into it, I'm not going to do all my usual segments this week, but what I'm grateful for, I'm grateful to be in New York City with you both. Don't have to think about that one for a second, but okay, you guys have to go into more into detail. It's my podcast, my rules. So I'm grateful to be here. You guys give me something cheesy, something good. Let's hear it.
Oh, goodness.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Like, obviously, like, what you said is amazing.
Obviously, grateful to be here in New York City. It's definitely a pinch me moment every single time, but I think I'm mostly grateful that I'm able to go through all these experiences with two of my best friends. Like, it's one thing to go through them by yourself, but it makes it so much more special that you have someone to share it with and who is going through it with you. Yes, I can share it to my friends at home, but it's not the same sort of thing. And mm-hmm. I feel like it just brings us closer. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I think it's pretty unique that we have such a close bond, even though we live in completely different cities and met because of Instagram.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You literally took my, I was gonna say grateful for the bond that we have.
You can be grateful for it too.
We're gonna get the positivity going before we get into the episode.
I just think, yeah, like I'm grateful for the bond that we have, the energy that we create for ourselves, the risks that we take. I think that's a huge thing for us because, like you said, Lan, like meeting each other through social media is not a typical thing, to go on a trip with two random girls that you met off Instagram and traveling the world with them. And I'm happy I took the risk, and I'm grateful that I took the risk, and I'm grateful that our bond is just so strong. And like Lan said, it's crazy how similar we are, and it's crazy how similar energy we have, and how when we are together, it's so powerful, and we things come to life. Like, mm-hmm. it's so hard to explain that. It's true. We say something and it freaking happens. It
is. Okay, we'll get into the weekly.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Thank you. We will get into
thank you for your kind words.
Thank you. I'll stop you right there. Let's get into what we've been up to so we can elaborate and fill you in on what's been happening. So Thursday. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm jumping all over the place. I don't know where to start. Thursday, I hop on my red eye and I leave Vancouver at 11. So I get here 9 o'clock in the morning and we just go straight into Friday. And before we get into it, I need to say a funny thing before I forget. Saturday night, we were going to bed and I was like, I haven't slept in a bed since Wednesday night and it is now Saturday morning. So the red eye was kind of, you know what? It was kind of fucking me up. I was pretty tired. So we're recovering now, but Trin was a little bit sleepy. Friday morning, we get here. Oh, I got your guys' bags. Okay, but first of all, we all have...
What are you talking about?
Took our bags off the trolley.
I forgot. I was thinking of like our first moment meeting in the airport. I was like, I met their bags before I saw them.
Yeah, I literally totally forgot.
The
about
bags
that.
Made it, in case you're curious.
Yeah.
But first of all, I want to say, last time we were in New York, February, Kaylee had a beige suitcase, and Lan and I had some shitty pieces of shit suitcases, and we were like, let's manifest a suitcase deal. We really need something better for these travels. All three of us had a black fancy bay suitcase this time, and that's just the first thing to mention.
Of course. Well, yeah, that made the trip, having those suitcases. I mean, they're a little overweight now. But again, we'll get into that later, but yeah.
Okay, what did we do?
Friday, you picked up our bags. And then we met up with you. And after that, we called an Uber, immediately came to our hotel, which we are staying at the 60 Hotel. Where is it again? Uptown?
Lower East Side.
Lower East Side. I really know where I am. and yeah, we left our baggage because our room wasn't ready. And I think the first thing we decided to do was probably get food.
Oh, that's gonna be so annoying on the mic.
Oh no. Sorry, just have to interject here. We did something really important, far more important than food
at this moment. You're right. The very first thing we did as soon as we got
dropped our bags, circled around out the door.
We're gonna leave it blank for a moment so you can think about this answer in your head. Where do you think we went?
Yeah. Where were we? Come on.
Where were we?
Come on.
Guys, come on. I feel like you know this. If you don't, I'm questioning things a little bit. But
if you don't,
I won't be heartbroken.
You are not a true witch. I'm just kidding. We love you. We love you.
We
all.
Love you all. Yes, we love you all. But basically, we told Lan to put in her GPS the closest.
The absolute closest.
Lacalo. And we got our oat drafts, and like I honestly had goosebumps walking in just thinking of like the week we're about to have, getting our oat drafts. I was like, this feels right, this feels good.
Hyping it up all week. We're like, oh my god, I cannot wait to have that first oat draft. Like Lan, tell everybody
what you did. What did you do
in the Google Calendar?
Oh, I literally put it into the Google Calendar, as I did with everything else that we have to do.
She planned this entire trip. Thank God for land, because Trin and I did not add anything to the calendar. But the first thing she did and the first thing Lan and I saw when we landed was a alert on our phone that literally said La Colombe coffee stop for oat drafts.
Basically. I think I literally put like oat draft latte time with the little coffee emoji, and we all got the notification and we just had to go. We couldn't dismiss.
Yeah, no, we couldn't say no.
Couldn't snooze. We had to go.
Every group needs the type A friend that is planning and scheduling everything color coded in the schedule, because I would not even be here if I didn't have my schedule telling me where to be. I would not even be on my flight yet. But oh yeah, okay. And then Friday we had a party.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So then like the rest of the day, I think we just like walked around, soaked in the whole New York moment that we were having. Probably shot a bit of content, I can't remember, and came back here. We checked into our actual room, which is super cute, and started getting ready for our dinner.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We had dinner.
We had dinner, we had dinner at Mammo, which is this really cute, fun Italian restaurant, and we got cocktails, we got some appetizers, and did we get pizza?
We got two pastas.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And they were so good.
Got some drinks. What did we get for drinks?
Oh, yeah. The mango number 5.
Oh, yes.
I got something else. I don't remember what it was, but we had some cocktails. And then we went back to the hotel room and we got ready for a night out. We had this really cool party with the DJ Isaac Likes. If you've heard of him, if you haven't, searched him up. He's really cool. His music is always awesome. And it was with Locks Club, which is a dating app. We waited an hour.
Oh my God.
In line.
We were so close to leaving that line. I was looking at Trinity and I'm like, Trinity, I am not standing here in my high heels for another 15 minutes if we do not get into that like club.
No, and
I'm 90% sure we were in the wrong line. We were fully in
the wrong
line.
We were at the front of the line for so long, because at this point it's like, we've been there for an hour, but we're like 5 people away. And I'm standing my ground. I'm saying, no, I stood here for so long. I'm getting into this party. I can feel the noise. I can feel
the DJ.
I want to be in the mix. I'm getting in.
Yeah. And literally as like Lan puts a timer on, and I think at that point it was an hour, and we're like, okay, like we're done. Like we should just go. And all of a sudden, like they started letting people in, and we were like, okay, sec, like this is great. We're getting in. And then we got in and we were just honestly enjoying the people watching moment.
Yes.
Like just soaking it all in, seeing the amount of people we recognized from TikTok or anything, really.
Social media
in general.
David Dobrik was there.
Natalie, his assistant, was there.
Kit Keenan. We saw our girls from Aloe. We saw just some other girls like from...
Oh my God, I forgot we saw the Aloe girls.
I know.
Yeah, we saw, if you know, Haley Sunny. She's more of like an OG YouTuber.
Yeah.
We saw the founder of Locks Club, which is Austin Kevich, who is actually dating Camila Cabello. Super cool.
Yeah.
Would have been cooler if she was there, too.
What wasn't super cool is we walked out of the toilet, and this guy taps me on the shoulder. And I was like, okay, I was getting ready to be complimented on my outfit. I'm like, okay, you know what? Hype me up. Sure. And he goes, miss, you have toilet paper on your shoes. And I look at, I look at my boots, and I'm literally walking out into this party with a bunch of celebrities, and I have 5 pounds of toilet paper on the bottom of my shoes, so had to go fix that quickly. But what else? We just danced the night away.
Yeah, we shot some content a bit too before we headed to the club. But yeah, no, it was a good night. We stayed up late. We had some drinks. We had a grand old time. And Trin, why don't you tell everybody what we've been doing on this trip for every moment that we experience.
Okay.
You gotta tell the pod.
I've had a little bit of a problem with taking 0.5 photos. I don't know what it is. 0.5 flash hits differently, and it's a vibe. I'm going to do a 0.5 dump on my Instagram. You can go follow me at Trinity Tondelier if you want to see it, to see the vibes. But I'm like, we're going grocery shopping. I say, ladies, 0.5. We're in a cab going to dinner. Ladies, 0.5. We are at a fashion show, 0.5. We have every memory from this trip down on
like
0.5.
Like sitting in bed eating salads, 0.5. Like
literally
everything. Everything, which is so like kind of nice, because you'll be able to reflect on those moments of whether it's like an amazing moment or like the funniest moment. Like,
I have 1.5 where I'm in a towel. I have my iPads on and I'm eating a salad on my towel in bed. And I went 0.5.
Yeah.
So we have a lot
events,
of 0.5s from the party. But, you know, it was just cool. We were honestly people watching because I'm still not at the point where I can go up and start socializing with these people.
Well, I think, like, it depends on the situation. Like, yeah. I think we've approached some people, like at Coachella we did and all that. But mm-hmm. I think it just depends on the scene. And that was just not the scene. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was just like, no, it wasn't.
So we're sitting on the side, people watching, and I said it aloud. I was like, honestly, I'm just having fun people watching. And this guy walked past. He's like, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, period.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
But just the energy in New York, it's fascinating for me, especially from Edmonton, like, smallest city ever, to watch like a New York socialite party go down in front of my eyes. I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, and like no one was dressed the same, which I think is different from Toronto even. Like, everyone has their own style, and not that people in Toronto are always on their phones, but I just felt like everyone was so much more present in the moment and interacting with each other, and their phones are away. You don't really see the phones.
Yeah.
And everyone was really sociable. Like, it literally looked like a socialite party scene from like Gossip Girl or like Sex and the City.
It was like social media live, like in, or TikTok in front of us. Like, you didn't even need a phone to like see what was happening, if that makes sense.
I think that,
like,
might have been one of the big differences that made everything, it contributed to the socialite environment, because there was no phones. Like, everyone was truly being social.
Yeah.
Which is like not often that you see that anymore, which is also pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good like first night to start the trip. And I think we ended it off at that mango churro.
Oh yeah. Oh,
place we got. Like, we are a night snacker. Like, we need some snacks after we go out. Like, that's just non-negotiable.
There was a churro place like right by beside our hotel, and me and Kales got some churros and dark chocolate sea salt dip for them, and Trin got this mango coconut,
which was
soft
insane.
Serve.
Mm-mm. Insane, that mango.
I think like
thing.
Cool Whip texture vibes, a little like more solid with mango and like a hint of coconut. So good, so refreshing. Yeah, really good at like whatever time it was. I think it was like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah, we like iconic. Ate so much and then passed the fuck out and woke up. I don't, like, I'm blanking.
I know.
On what happened Saturday.
Saturday was Revolve.
Oh, yes. Saturday, you're right. Saturday was Revolve. We woke up. Did we have any plans in the morning? I don't think so.
We got juice press. We got juice press.
Oh, yeah. We got almond butter bowls. I'm going through my camera roll right now.
Oh, my God. Smart.
Of course. Iconic. We got our almond butter bowls.
And point fives.
And we took some.
And did we have Blank Street that day?
No.
No. We had La Colombe again. We were just absorbing as much La Colombe as we could. Like, 1 to 2 times
a day. It's basically our blood type.
Yeah. I'm like, can I get an IV of La Colombe oat drink latte, please, and thank you.
Yeah, literally, to wake me up. And then I think we went to
Revolve Gallery.
No, that was on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday.
That was Saturday. Right.
You're right. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking
on
this
trip.
Yes, okay, so Revolve Gallery and the Revolve TikTok party was separate. It was at the same location, but it was just two different events, essentially. So the Revolve Gallery was more just soaking in the gallery that they created, which was absolutely stunning. They always nail, like, everything with Revolve. They had the 818 set up for drinks. They had the Onda drinks. They had a Celsius area, which was, like, a workout station. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of mannequins with Revolve pieces, which was just, like, super cool. Like, each room was kind of based on the vibe of the fits, I guess.
It was the designers. Like,
okay.
So, I think it was, like, the designer's collection for whatever season. I think it's fall, winter right now, or summer, spring. I don't know.
Fall,
whatever,
winter,
like, the
think,
collections
yeah.
are. And, like, each room was per designer. And then they not only curated all the outfits to match sort of with one another, complement one another, but then they also curated the space. So, like, some rooms were more, like, moody. One room was almost like an airplane. Another room was more like a desert, and there's literally sand and bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, the lighting change was really cool. Mm-hmm. Carpets changed.
Yeah. So. Oh, like, they nailed it. Like, you can tell they put a lot of effort into their gallery or whatever they do, events that they like hold. So yeah, so we did that and just kind of walked around that, and then we
got Whole Foods for lunch, and then we came back. Pretty much we went to Revolve Gallery, got Whole Foods for lunch, Ubered home, and then started getting ready to go
for the
back
next
to Revolve Gallery,
Revolve.
Which was like a separate event.
Yeah.
And if you follow me on TikTok or Instagram, that is when I did my Tinkerbell moment. which I wanted to wear that dress. Oh, first of all, it wasn't here when we first arrived.
Yes.
Like, I got it shipped to the hotel, and I was like, I really hope I get it. I really want my Tinkerbell moment. I don't know. I was just feeling Tinkerbell, okay? I know it's too early for Halloween, but she was feeling it. And I got it, and I was so pumped. And then Kaylee and I were both blessed with having that time of month on this period.
Yeah,
and I always talk about this, how you know confidence is from, like, your mindset, because when I'm PMSing, I feel like shit, like, physically, mm-hmm. and I just don't feel good. So I didn't want to wear my Tinkerbell outfit, and Kaylee and I were both having some difficulties with our outfits that night, and we were like, listen.
It was our period brain.
Yeah.
Like, it just, that's just the reality. Like, it was
so frustrating because we were so excited, and I was like, I'm 4 seconds away from taking off Tinkerbell, putting on some cargos and a corset, like, fuck this dress, out of my comfort zone. But I pushed through, and we were like, we're having a pep talk. We're like, this is our period brain. Mm-hmm. We are in New York. When the heck do we get a chance to dress like this? We're going out. We look good. We're good. We got this. And we talked ourselves out of it. Had the best time ever.
But can anyone else relate to this? Because Tran and Lan and I were talking about this, and I think we feel the most confident in either cargo pants and, you know, a tee,
or
a
workout crop
tee, or our workout sets. Like, there's just something about the confidence of wearing that versus putting on a nice dress and dressing up. It's like, we're like, I don't like this. I want to put my romper back on,
mm-hmm,
or my workout set back on. Like, but we pushed through it, as Trin said, and we went to the event, and we got there, and it was so busy. Like, so, so busy. So many people there that we recognized. And again, we're always starstruck when we get to these moments, because I think it's just because we're so grateful for these experiences that we get to have. And it never sets into us, if that makes sense. Like, we can never, what am I trying to say here? Like,
mm-hmm. It doesn't feel normal.
It doesn't feel normal ever. You're right. It does. It just always feels shocking that, oh my God, how am I even here? Like, how am I, you know, invited to this, if that makes sense. Like,
especially when you start to see the people that you've grown up watching, or people who you've looked up to, mm-hmm, who mm-hmm. have done YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, and you start being invited to the same sort of events that they're invited to, and it's almost like their social circle and your social circle is colliding,
mm-hmm.
and it just is like this pinch me moment. You're like, am I dreaming? Like, is this actually happening? And you have a little bit of imposter syndrome. Like, you're like, should I be here? Like, I think they messed up. Like, why did they invite me? Like, I shouldn't be here. Like, I'm a weirdo. I'm a loser compared to them. But, like, that's so far from the case. Like, we're so deserving to be there. And
it is funny, though, because if we listen back to the first episode from New York Fashion Week, I was, like, freaking the fuck out that we went to the aloe party and, like, Harry Jowsey was there.
Oh,
because remember,
yeah.
that was, like, the first time that I like, that was imposter syndrome. So it is nice to see, like, the growth and, like, that we do kind of expect it and not even expect it, but have more belief in ourselves that we deserve to be there. But it still does, like, never get old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing Danielle and Margot, that's, like, who I grew up watching mm-hmm. YouTube on. So, like, being at the same party with them is very, like, oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, but we are going to finish up wrapping up the trip on Alana and Kaylee's podcast. So if you want to go listen to it, it'll be linked below. But I have to fill you in on one last thing that we did. It was last night, so I'm kind of gonna skip and jump a couple days because, okay, well, there's too much. Okay, first of all, I don't know what day this is. We go to Sedell's. We are having lunch. We're having an amazing lunch. We're having bagels, smoked salmon, whatever. And Tinks walks in, and Alana was the first one to notice that. And we're like, that's pretty cool. And then behind Tinks, Sophia and fucking Chinzia walk in. And you know how much I love them. If you listen to the Wellness Cafe, you know I love them. The girls' bathroom. But I was too scared to say hi. I forget where I'm going with this story. Oh, okay. Okay, something was just going on at this lunch because Tinks walked in and then Sophia and Chinzia walked in. And that was like 2 minutes before Kaylee looks at her phone and gasps. And Alana and I are like, what? Is this good? Is this bad? What's going on? What's
like,
going on?
I thought someone died or like something happened or like, I don't even know.
Yeah. No, I couldn't tell if it was a good or bad thing. And then she looks up and says that us three all just got invited to the Boohoo Kourtney Kardashian fashion show. What?
Literally what?
What?
That's exactly how we reacted.
What? I got goosebumps on my arms when she showed me the text. Like, what was your guys' initial opinion?
Like, yeah.
Reaction?
Like, I was speechless. I was like, there's no freaking way. Like, how? And my manager was like, yeah, like, I'll just get you guys the tickets by tomorrow. We're like, okay, what are we wearing?
That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
Freaked out about what to wear because it's literally, it's not just Boohoo. Like, it's Kourtney Kardashian. Like, Kourtney Mother Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a Kardashian Gender slave at this point. 818 Skims. I love them.
Everything,
so this was a huge thing for me, and it was shocking. So we did that last night, which was why this episode is late, because originally on our color-coded schedule from LAN, we had record the pod Tuesday night. I would get it up Wednesday. And I'm so sorry, girls. I let you down because Kourtney was calling my name and I had to answer. Like, if Kourtney's calling you, you're picking up, you're going. So we went to the Kourtney Kardashian Boohoo fashion show yesterday. It was at the High Line in New York. It was like, it was unreal. We show up, the sun is setting over the, what's water is that? Do you know?
I have no idea. Hudson River?
Yeah, it's a river.
It might be.
Is it the Hudson River? Is that a thing?
That sounds right, but I genuinely have no idea.
It was in Chelsea, which is like near the Hudson Yards. I'm going to say yes.
Let's see.
Well, we don't even know.
The Hudson River!
Oh, yes, you're right.
You are
smart. I know my geography, guys.
We show up and the sun is setting over the Hudson River. We are checking in to our fashion show. Like, what? Sorry, excuse me. That was insane. And not to mention, we also were sitting front row, so not sure how we snagged that one, but...
Grateful for the opportunity, and yeah, it was just like such a fun night.
It was insane, and just the energy, and that was, I think that was the biggest pinch me moment, the biggest moment from the trip, but we manifested that because Lan has been talking to a boy here, and is it okay if I tell details about
yes.
why we... Okay. So, we originally had the podcast on Tuesday and a dinner with this boy. And then it wasn't happening with him. We had to cut him out. We were like, okay, no chance we're going to a dinner with him. So we said, sorry. Well, not we. We didn't put him in a group conference. Alana texted him. We didn't group chat him. Like, yeah. Alana just let him down one-on-one and said that we... had been invited to an event Tuesday night that was really like an amazing opportunity and we couldn't pass it down, so sorry we won't be able to attend dinner.
And we didn't actually have anything at that point.
At this point in time, we did not have anything. And then somehow we get invited to see Kourtney Kardashian's fashion show Tuesday night. Like, manifestation witch shit at its finest. Thank you.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. Before we end up the little New York Fashion Week recap for the other two episodes, if you listened to us back in New York Fashion Week February when the trio was born, we went over my 2020 vision. Oh, did I just say 2020?
2022.
We went over my 2022 vision board and talked about what we manifested to life this trip. And looking at it now, there is in the left-hand corner, I have Reformer Pilates machines. And us three all went to Reformer Pilates together. We were invited to go do some solid core classes together, which don't want to talk about. We all know I believe it is the most humbling workout class in the world.
Still feel bruised on my stomach. Like, literally, I touch my stomach and it hurts from that workout.
Like, that was like insane. Much.
Literal solid core.
Yeah, literally.
Except minus the solid. I don't think it's solid right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Then there's some matching Chanel wallets, which let me paint the scene for you. Us three are all sitting on this bed in matching Frankie's Bikinis New York hoodies. So, you know what? That counts for me. There's an aloe yoga mat. We are so grateful to still be going to Aloe events here in New York Fashion Week, working with one of our favorite brands. There is cocktails. It's all just, you know what? You need to make your vision board if you don't have one. And I also have the quote that says, I think the meaning of life is eating good food with people you love. And if that ain't New York Fashion Week with these two, we've been to Nobu. We have gotten $1 pizzas off the side of the road about, oh, actually we did that two times in one night.
During Revolve.
And then we went to Tao after Kourtney Kardashian show, and it's the best food ever. I don't know. This friendship is just the epitome of my manifestation vision board for 2022, and I am so grateful and so happy to be here. Any last words, ladies, before we take it over to your episodes?
I feel like we've covered the whole, like, little recap.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, it's been truly amazing. And, like,
truly amazing.
Definitely, like, a million one pinch me moments. Have gotten chills a million times.
Oh, yeah. When the music started at the fashion show yesterday, I got, like, goosebumps.
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't know if it's the wind. I don't know if it's the music starting. I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's more like a, what the hell am I doing here?
No.
Like,
yeah, it was a what the hell am I doing here moment, 1000%. Like, that just...
Yeah, I know, me too!
Yeah, it was so, yeah, unreal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Unreal. And speechless.
Just the fact that I was telling the girls about how we did level one last time and we're in level two now. And it's like, just like looking at the difference from how much we've grown, how much, like how many more people we know in the industry and how much it pays off to really just put yourself out there and take the risks, because this whole friendship started from just a fucking DM and just booking the flight and doing the damn thing. So if there's something that you want to do that scares you, you need to do it, because when you're doing something that scares you and when you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, that is where the literal magic manifestation shit happens, okay? So, like, just walking around New York and even just, like, knowing people on the streets, like, running into people we know on the streets of New York, it's like...
We're basically locals.
Yeah, we're like...
Yeah, at this point. Oh, my God.
We're like,
we're moving here.
We're in the mix.
Manifesting that.
Yeah. Oh, I love the city. Oh, yeah. We were in the middle of the Kourtney Kardashian show, and I, like, pull up my flight. I'm like, I'm not going home tomorrow, because I was actually supposed to be flying home today. And I was like, you know what? This city is calling me to stay a little bit longer. I cannot simply go home yet. But that's all for today. I have been vlogging. Surprise, surprise. I did pick up my vlog camera for the first time in multiple months. That's all I have to say there, but I have been vlogging if you want, like, to see the trip in detail, and you can go listen to the podcast episodes that we're going to record for the girls podcast right now. They will be linked in the show notes, and I will see you next week for regular scheduled planning. But take this episode as your reminder, like I said, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, because you never know what can happen from that. And you can't... What's the saying? Nothing changes if nothing changes. That's the one I was looking for. That is the one I was looking for. Do you have any words of wisdom before we end off and take it over to your shows?
Nothing that comes to mind. Kind of like it just went blank. But,
I feel like, what can they, if they're taking away something from this episode, what is it?
Chase your dreams and don't let people who are judging them stop you. Like, if people are judging you, that only means you should go after it more. Like, use that energy to push you forward and to make you want to, like, go after it even harder and increase your chances of succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I have to talk about one more thing, because we always talk about on the show, if you are scared to go after something because of, like, fear of judgment from others, let me tell you, us three, the shares on our Kourtney Kardashian Instagrams, Lan put it on her private Instagram from high school. And it's like, of course, in high school, you can be scared of starting this and starting this career, but, well, you can explain.
I think it had, because, like, now it's public, so I can see, like, shares and whatnot, but, like, it literally, I think the last time I checked, it was, like, 23 shares on there, and then on my, like, main account, it was, like, 15 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, people are watching.
The people are watching, and they're talking about you at the Kourtney Kardashian show. When we used to be concerned about them talking about you posting on Instagram. And look at how that turned out. So just remember that, okay? Don't be scared to chase your dreams. I'm going to cut myself off. I could probably talk about this with these two forever. But we do have another event to get to tonight. So head over to their podcast if you want to listen to the rest. Love you. Mwah.
It would be funny if we all...